It's time for the Field Kinley Coach's Corner with Coach Deontay Wade. Field Kinley Coach's Corner is brought to you by H&R Block Coffeeville. Now with the latest in NATO football, here is Deontay Wade and Matt Jordan.
Coming off a tough loss last Friday, getting set back at home. Homecoming night against Labette. Right the ship. You can't let this affect the rest of the season. You're still top four in 4A. You don't want to fall to the bottom eight.
Right. The Wamego game was a measuring stick for us. We played with them for about a half, and then he got away from us. We saw where we fall short at as a program to where we got to get to where we're trying to go. You know, we've been working on it this week. And like you said, what I told the kids Friday night, you know, take it. It's a loss, you know. Bask in a little bit, then move on because we can't let that loss become two. And so we got a dog fight coming up with LeBec County. You know, they always play us tough. Coach Price always had them ready to go, so we can't just think that they're going to roll over for us. We got to get ready for them, and that's what we've been working on this week.
Yeah, after each win, we come in and talk, and you're like 24-hour rule.
Right.
The same thing with a loss.
Exact same thing with a loss. The difference between a loss is like when you feel like you should have played better, you can dwell with you a little longer. You kind of nitpick at the little things. So it's tough, but it's part of football. You know, you win some, you lose some, you move on. You get better from it. You take your lessons. You try to fix those issues and get better from it, and then try to apply it to the next game. So, because I know the best saw the film, so they're probably going to try to do some of the same things that Wamego did, and we can't let that affect us.
Positives from the game, no penalties. Penalties didn't really kill you. I think you had four, which they weren't devastating.
Right.
Still explosive. Mm-hmm. Had some, you know, two explosive touchdowns, mm-hmm. but just couldn't put together the long, sustained drives.
Right. You know, we had I think it was 270-plus-yard touchdown runs, was against one of the better defenses, not just for it, but across the entire state. So we're still explosive. You know, you can't give good team stuff. And they did some formation we hadn't seen yet that we didn't adjust to. They gave three touchdowns to them that I feel like we'd been aligned. I'm not going to say we're going to stop them from touchdowns, but we extend the drive a little bit. And anything that happened once you extend the drive. We made some positives, man. We're down 14-21. They get the ball at halftime. We get a stop. We got to put something together there. We got to put a drive together and get something going, and we just don't. Brayson Voss made a heck of a play chasing down the screen, and then we end up stopping where they don't score. They could have easily put the game away for us. So we just got to capitalize on stuff like that. You can't make mistakes against good teams. You got to make some adjustments against good teams. We saw some tempo that nobody had tempoed us before. College and stuff that we just – that's who we are. And we had to make some adjustments. So, like I said, we went to the drawing board. Hey – fix some things, get better at it, and then prepare to move on for the rest of the season.
I think people might look at the score and say, okay, maybe the NATO defense isn't as good as we thought they were. I don't think that's the case. I think that they just ran out of gas because your offense couldn't sustain any drives late in the game, and plus those guys are playing both ways. But I felt like the last two drives of the first half and the first two drives of the second half, your defense looked just as good as Wamego's defense.
Yeah, and like you said, we got gas. And that's what good coaching staffs do. They find where you're weak at, and then they exploit it. And they know that we go both ways. A good chunk of our team plays both ways. They don't have that issue. And they went tempo on us. And so when you're going tempo and you play man the way we're doing, we're chasing kids all over the field, it gets tiresome. And so that's what we got to fix ourselves. What can we do to come back there? Because we're going to see it again from somebody. If we get fortunate enough to meet Wamego again, I would expect them to have a similar game plan. So we got to have an answer for that. And so that's what we worked on this week. We're working on putting some things in that's going to help us out a little bit on that aspect of it. And then it's just about getting better at what we do. It works. We saw it work. We just got to do it for a longer period of time.
Looking at the way 4A shakes out, I mean, last year you guys lost this game to Wamego. You beat Labette, and you fell in the last two games mm-hmm. of the season. The Chanute Fort Scott, both those teams are very good. Obviously, we don't want to look past Labette. How do you keep from the same thing happening last year happening this year?
Just like you said, we take it one game at a time. We can't look ahead because when you start looking ahead, you get beat by teams just because you overlook them. We can't overlook LeBec County. We got to go prepare for LeBec County, handle them, and then when it's time for us to play Chanute, we prepare for Chanute and do our best to beat them. And when it's time to play Fort Scott, the same thing. All the three teams are league games. League games are always tough. They play each other well. They play each other well. So it's going to be a tough out for us. We just got to go, you know, put our best foot forward and handle the LeBec County Grizzlies. And then once we do that, we can move on to Chanute and from there.
The one thing about the two losses, both non-league games, you have a chance to be undefeated in league play mm-hmm. and win the league, which I know is a goal for you coming into every season.
Yes, and that's the thing I was telling our guys is every year I've been here, we've been in a spot, this similar spot, with a chance to at least have a shot at least a share of the league title. We haven't gotten it done. That's something that we need to try to focus on. We need to go in here, handle our business with LeBay County, and focus on putting our foot forward and winning this league. And then you put your foot forward and you win the league, everything else shape out for you down the road.
So looking at this matchup with LeBet, what do they bring at you offensively, defensively, that you're going to have to count?
They're the spread team. They got a good – their senior quarterback, Kendall Holtzman, I think he's a four-year starter for him. He has a – he's accurate on the outside, throwing the ball outside the numbers. Most guys aren't. He's really accurate throwing the ball outside the number. He's – listen, he'll throw it up for his guys to go get, and they just feel like they're better than you. They got a nice running back in Jamal. He's a track kid, qualified in the 100, I think, maybe the 2 and the 4. Speedy guy, and they you know, they want to get him the ball. I think he's on a heater now with like four straight 100-yard rushing games. So it's going to be a challenge for our defense, especially after the week we had. You know, defensively, they're 3-4. They're going to attack us and come downhill. The linebackers feel, play behind their pads. You know, they want to play some cover four behind it. So we just, you know, we got to go and get better at what we do. We've been working on us this week and just attacking what we've seen from them on film. The best thing about this is we're in a league pool. We get all the film, so we've seen everything they've done up until this point. But the same thing with us. They've seen everything we've done up until this point, so both teams should be well prepared.
So what do you want to look at to do better this week than you did last week against
Louisville? I was telling Coach O'Connor this, our offensive coordinator, that I would like for us to run 50 plays of offensively. We haven't done that yet this year. So 50 plays of offense, try to sustain some drives. It's tough because when you don't tell kids you get open, you take it. You know, you don't tell a kid not to have an 80-yard touchdown run. But we just got a lot of those. We're not putting the drives together. I think the most plays we ran was last week at 42. So if we can get to 50, sustain some drives. And then defensively, man, we need turnovers. We don't have a lot of takeaways. You know, we made people punt. We've went four and out and stuff like that, but forced fumbles, interceptions, we don't have a lot of those. So I would like to see us get more takeaways this week.
Yeah, I think Aaron has one interception on the season. I think he might. Keyshawn had one.
Keyshawn has two. Yeah, Keyshawn has two, Aaron has one, and then we have a fumble recovery. That's it. So I want us to take the ball away, man, and just give our offense more chances at having more plays. So that's one thing I'm hoping that we can get an uptick this week. But it ain't going to be easy. They're not going to just give us the ball. We're going to have to go force them, and they're called takeaways for a reason. So.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck, and look forward to talking after the game.
Thank you.
This has been this week's Field Kenley Coach's Corner with Deontay Wade and Matt Jordan, presented by H&R Block Coffeeville. Tune in Fridays at 4:15 p.m. for the latest on Field Kenley football, and catch the NATO in action each week at 7 p.m. on Sunshine 98.9.